Chapter 27.
So, what are you doing? Lena asked no one in particular. Gowri, Zell, Zelos, and she were walking in the direction of home.
Sheetrock and plumbing, provided Gowri. Dad's showing me how tonight, on my new room.
Wow, that's coming along fast. Just let me know when you need a painter, winked Lena.
Sure, Lena.
He smiled warmly.
It seems to be taking forever, for me. I want it done before the break, mostly, you know.
Zell? Lena cast her glance his way.
Mom and Dad insist that I help them pack. It'll take me 5 minutes, but I've got to do the kitchen, and hell knows what else. Zelos gets to help tomorrow. This is supposed to be quality time alone with me.
Ugh.
He managed to actually choke himself and coughed for the next block to his place.
Too bad, Lena commiserated.
See you for band practice tomorrow.
Oh, joy,
he muttered, and climbed the steps to his old place. Zelos, Gowri, and Lena waved to his retreating head.
Oh, what's wrong, Gowri?
Lena asked.
I was supposed to meet my dad at this other place. I gotta run, or I'll be late. But I'll be sure you get home, okay?
No worry. I have nothing better to do. You heard Zelgadis, one-on-one with Mom and Dad. I guess that leaves me with nothing to do than see that Lena gets home all safe and sound. Zelos grinned like the Cheshire Cat.
I'll be okay, Gowri. It's only another block. You don't want to keep your dad waiting.
Lena smiled at him reassuringly.
If you say so,
he answered, staring sharply at Zelos a second. Everything had better be okay. And then loped off. Zelos carried Lena's book bag, something she didn't notice, until they were opening the door to her house, and she realized she didn't have to shuffle her load of stuff in order to unlock the door.
Thanks.
You didn't have to do that, though, she muttered as he followed her inside.
Oh, I know,
he chirped merrily, stepping carefully around and over the detritus on the floor.
Have a seat. I'll get us something to eat, she shouted from the kitchen.
Zelos looked around the disaster zone, frowning. He spied some empty, mostly plastic shopping bags stuffed under a pillow. Somewhat. He proceeded to uncover the couch, dropping candy wrappers, apple cores, and old homework casualties into the bag. Next, he turned to the coffee table, stacking magazines and books into orderly piles. Extraneous clothing he piled beside the hall entrance. When Lena re-entered, carrying glasses of milk and slices of cake from the restaurant, the room was transformed. To her eyes, anyway.
Wow, what happened in here? Zelos? You did all this? It looks great. Where did everything go?
She said excitedly.
Gods, when Luna sees this, she'll have a heart attack or something.
If you have a vacuum and dust cloths, and show me where your washer is, he began.
Hey, you're a guest. You shouldn't have to...
Okay, this way, but only for a few minutes. The milk will get warm. Zelos showed her how to change the vacuum's liner bag after searching for a badly needed new one. Lena cleaned the now visible surfaces while he took care of the floor. The discarded clothes were quickly sorted into two piles. Lena ran off and returned, carrying armloads more.
Might as well do full loads, eh?
The milk was still cool when they returned to the front room.
I can't believe how much you got done so fast.
Hey, look, a special on TV on dancers. That's
Gene Kelly, very athletic style,
Zello said enthusiastically. He didn't have a TV in his place, so rarely watched it. He continued to narrate the rest of the show until the commercial, at which point he could sit still no longer.
Here, let me show you. Stand up, he demanded.
Lena shrugged and did as she was told. He was only about 8 inches taller than she was. A comfortable difference, she remembered from the Halloween dance. He held her gently and gracefully led her around the now cleared floor, demonstrating several of the moves they'd seen Mr. Kelly dance with his partner. Zelos hummed the tune and kept excellent rhythm. He was a drummer. "The commercial's over," she reminded him. "Oh, I hadn't noticed." He simply looked at her, the barest whisper of a smile playing at the corners of his mouth. For a moment, she was certain he would try and kiss her. Instead, he loosened his hold on her.
Yeah. Thanks for the lesson," Lena blushed and freed herself from his loose embrace.
He joined her on the couch, sitting closer than before.
"Any time, Lena," he whispered.
They watched the dancers in silence. He was entranced and thoroughly absorbed in the program, until his sixth sense told him that Lena was staring in his direction. Before he could ask her why, she lurched at him, pushing his head down into the couch.
"Shh! Get down!" she hissed, kicking Zelos to the floor. "I'm not supposed to have boys over when my sis isn't here."
"Lena, are you home? Are you... Oh my god, did you do this? Wowee! Holy shit, sis, it's... Who's the friend?" Zelos had hit the floor with a yelp, and Lena's foot kept him down. He knew the intruder must have been her sister, so he tried to stay still. His hand slid under the couch, where it encountered a hand-sized, smooth, hard object.
"What's this?" he mused.
Then Lena kicked him to silence, and he let out an audible gasp. Hearing the friend question, Zelos rolled away from the couch and stood, waving the found object in his hand.
"Hello?"
Luna's eyes grew wide as saucers.
"I'm gonna die," thought Lena.
"You found it! The remote! You found it, you angel!" Luna danced over to Zelos and gave him a hug. "So what's your name?"
"Zelos,"
he replied simply, handing her the treasure from beneath the couch. He smiled and thought he remembered her from the restaurant during the Val in Jail accident. She seemed nice, not as scary as Lena made her out to be. "Zelos? That's a weird name. Like all Sissy's friends. You did this cleaning, didn't you?"
"Yep. Now there's room for dancing. See, there's Fred and Ginger. I learned that series of steps."
He grinned at Lena, pointing to the TV. Luna looked at her sister. "I like this one. He cleans, he can dance, he's good looking. I don't suppose you cook, too."
"Cook? No, not really. Zell's teaching me, but I can follow instructions," he smiled.
"Good, then come into the kitchen and help me get dinner ready, and you can stay. By the way, I'm Lena's sister. You can call me Luna." Lena followed meekly. She sat on the counter and watched her sister empty the grocery sacks and listened to her bark out orders. All the while, Zelos tossed out trash, wiped down counters, washed dishes, and eventually did a little vegetable chopping. In 40 minutes, the kitchen was relatively clean and in order, and dinner was on the table. "So, you're a friend of... Who's that kid? Zell something? Or are the two of you, you know..."
"No," Zelos yipped. "He's moving in. No, that's not right. Well, it is, but not in the way it sounds."
He looked desperately to Lena for damage control. Lena finally found her voice. "They're just friends, sis. However, Zell's father is marrying Zelos' mother, so Zell is moving into the main house. Zelos lives in the loft above the practice room. You know Zell's a good cook. I've told you about that. Just like you know his name."
"Yeah, yeah, that weird-looking, depressing guy. I thought he lived with his grandfather. Long story, huh?
Another time, then. So you're part of the band I've heard about?" Luna settled her gaze upon poor Zelos again and continued the interrogation.
"Yes, I'm the drummer."
He punctuated this announcement with a little finger drum roll on the table. "Another idiot like that Gowrie dolt. Too bad. Lena, when will you ever learn?"
"He's not an idiot. He and Zell are at the top of their class and are both running out of classes to take at the high school,"
Lena shouted.
"And why am I defending him? Her sister brought out the worst in her."
Well then, what other hidden talents do you have? Luna smiled evilly at Zelos, whose appearance seemed a little paler than possible. Lena supplied an answer. He works at the local dojo where he...
He works, too?
Luna gushed, rudely interrupting her little sister. Tell me more!
Don't you have to get going and help Zell do some packing?
Lena nudged Zelos.
Oh, yes, I do. I will just clean up these dishes, then I'd better go, he cried, then dashed to the sink and started scrubbing in haste.
Well, sis, Luna leaned in towards Lena, I think this one's a keeper.
Then Louder laughed at him. Ha ha, too bad you're not at least 18.
Oh, but I am. He glanced at Lena, to whom this was news, and shrugged. I spent some time traveling before moving here.
That's improvisation.
Luna wrapped an arm around a very nervous-looking Zelos as he made his way past the hall trash and to his jacket and shoes by the door.
Well, if things don't work out for you and little sis here, come by the restaurant sometime, she leered.
He may have said, eek, followed by, thank you. See you tomorrow at practice, Lena.
As his form disappeared into the darkness, Lena turned to her sister and said, well, that's the last time he'll want to walk me home.
Humph, that was the idea. If he's frightened of me, he'll never be strong enough for you.
But Luna, he's just a friend to me. I'm not hunting for boyfriends, just friends. I don't want to lose friends, especially the best drummer around,
Lena shouted.
Really? He sure looked like he was interested in you.
Brr, it's too cold for me out here. I'm going in.
Lena followed her sister inside and closed the door.
No, he isn't. She's wrong. Not him. Not Zell. Not him. Who am I trying to kid?
Zelos ran up the steps to Zell's place. The door was unlocked, so he stepped in.
Zell goddess!
In my dump, came the muffled reply from upstairs. I just got up here myself. Did the kitchen already.
Cold and dark. It's got to be hard to pack anything in here,
Zelos complained as he closed the door and sat down on the edge of the bed.
Is that someone at the door?
Rezzo was pounding at Zell's bedroom door. Zelgaris, are you in there? Zell jumped up and went to the door, while Zelos bounced on his sheetless mattress.
Yes, we're in here. It's a mess.
Zelos had dumped the contents of two drawers on the messy bed and began to whine, Zelgaris, what do you want me to keep, or can I just throw it all out?
Oh, hi, Professor Greywords, coming to help?
I wanted to let you know we were doing the same thing, the man muttered.
All right, I already packed the kitchen and the hall storage. We've got a long ways to go, so bye.
Zell muttered back and closed and locked the door.
Shit.
Zelos was chuckling.
And you thought you'd have the place to yourself one last time?
No, I don't actually think that they care enough. But they do like messing with our minds. Well, might as well take a walk down my depressing memory lane. Just throw out all that stuff. All right. Here's one box for recycling, one box for trash, and one to keep.
Zell said, getting down to business.
They emptied all the drawers, sorted and boxed. It took 15 minutes.
Want to see my sword?
Zell asked proudly.
Whatever my lineage, some grand person left this to his oldest son, who left it to his, until it dribbled down to me. It's the nicest thing I own. That and my fender.
He basked in the glow of his friend's admiration of his treasure, until Zelos turned it over and gasped at the handle.
What? What's wrong? Zell shook with concern.
The purple-haired boy's voice was choppy with emotion.
See this insignia? Now look at the metal fob on the keychain I gave you.
Both had the same mysterious design, with entwining circles, pyramid, and indiscernible glyphs.
What is this, Zelos?
It's like a family seal.
This is my mother,
Me, some other guys I don't know. And this represents the Seafeed clan, like the one Philia and Val are part of. And more I'm not clear about. We'll have to ask Zelus to explain it all. Now, why you've got an old family heirloom with my family's seal on it, that's odd. It means we do have a family connection of some kind. But this seal is odd. I mean, why is it in some weird script? It's not Japanese or any language I recognize. Zell stared at the characters, but he could not make sense of any of them. It's a lost language. That's what Zelus says. So, are we done? This is it? Everything you have in a box? Yeah, except for my hanging clothes and what's already at my new place. Oh, yeah. The computer. I'll get another box for it. We might as well pack it up, too, and be done. You really don't keep much, do you? Zelos looked around at the emptiness and bare walls. No posters, stereo, CD player, tapes. No, unnecessary, Rezzo would say. He's right. None of the furniture will be moved. And up until these last few months, I haven't had anything to spend money on, so I've been saving. Maybe I'll be able to buy a car. Zelos was impressed. Such a good boy you are. Then he grinned, just as another rap came at the door. Zelos? Zelgadis? It was Mother Dear this time. Zell opened the door and said quietly, We're done in here. Good, we're about to leave. You can put your boxes in the car and we'll take it back for you.
Thanks. There's a box of stuff, a box with my computer, and my hanging clothes to go. I'll carry this, the sword, and the other boxes are recycling and trash. We'll dump those.
This can't be all. Oh my, such a deprived child. Well, that sword looks heavy, dear. Put it on top. I'll take very good care of it. Rezzo, let's go. They stowed Zell's things in the car, but chose to walk back to Zelos's place. Zell's new house. Together. When the car was out of sight, Zelos leaned his head towards Zell's and said softly,
I'm not sure what to say. I'm sorry for you to have to leave your home like this.
It's not your fault. I'm a bit confused, too. I won't miss the house, though. Just the nearness to Lena and Gowri and my places. I'll be closer to the park, the strip mall, and school.
And me. Will you visit me in person, or email me?
Zelos asked in an odd tone of voice.
That depends.
On what?
On whether or not we're sick of the sight or sound of one another, Zell smirked.
I hear ya, Zelos laughed. Mostly, I just want to get a lock put on my new room. I've always had one for privacy issues. It also keeps out snooping parents who are checking for missing boys at night.
Zell smiled. This is a problem with Rezzo? You snuck out at night a lot?
Zelos wondered about his goody-goody friend for the first time.
Actually, I did. Lena and I built a treehouse thing. Platform, mostly. I'd climb up and look out over the neighborhood. Sometimes, in summer, I'd sleep there, pretending I was traveling alone, searching for treasures, I guess.
That sounds fun, but lonely. What happened to it? Zelos asked.
Oh, a windstorm knocked down the tree a few years ago. But the wood was all rotten anyway.
Zell mused, then smiled at a memory.
Yeah? What? I snuck out to visit Lena, too. That is, until, her big sister caught us. She was mad. I was just sitting in her window talking, and Luna burst in screaming at us. This was days before my accident, when Lena's mother was living at her house, but she was on some business trip. And Luna, I think she was only a junior or senior in high school, was left in charge. She nearly murdered me. Talk about scary people.
Zell's eyes grew large at the memory.
I know. I met her tonight. I walked Lena home. We watched a TV special on famous dancers, and I gave Lena some dance lessons. Then this wild woman flies in and... Zelos frowned a little as Zell started to laugh. Hey, it wasn't funny at the time. I didn't know I shouldn't have been there. But before I know it, she has me helping her make dinner, and she's giving me the third degree, asking questions. I left as fast as I could, though.
What? Did she yell at you and warn you never to return?
No, I think she liked me. She called me a keeper. Pretty funny, huh? Wait, there's more. She said that if Lena didn't want me, that I should give her a call.
Zell stopped laughing. Shit, Zelos. Don't take that seriously. She was just trying to scare you off.
That's what I thought. And it would have worked, except that... She patted me on the butt when I went out the door, for God's sake.
Zelgadas thought this was hysterically funny and doubled over, heaving, sputtering, gasping, tears flowing from his eyes. Zelos waited a minute, then kicked him.
Get up, or I'll leave you here in a heap like you deserve. Oh, one more thing. Wanna hear?
No, maybe I should keep it a secret.
Zello said in a teasing voice.
Zell hated. I'm getting up. I kissed Lena.
Zellos announced.
What?
Zell sobered immediately and grabbed Zellos by his shirt collar, nearly strangling him.
Let go! I was only kidding!
He pushed his friend away. I nearly did, though. We were this close. He grinned, then broke into a run, hopping over empty trash cans and piles of leaves, about a half a block away from home. Zelos had a head start, or he wouldn't have gotten as far as his house before Zelgadas tackled him. Both boys landed in a puddle and rolled through the mud before coming to rest abruptly against the tree next to the driveway. Zell stood up and stared down at his friend. Zelos simply remained glued to the spot, looking totally baffled. Mud was clinging to his hair and ground into his clothes.
You all right?
Zell asked, concerned. The last time they'd tumbled, they'd ended up at the hospital.
Yes, my pants are ripped.
You're a mess.
So am I. But you never have a hair out of place, so it's pretty odd.
Zelos smiled. I never, you know, did much rough and tumble play with friends as a kid. Karate's different.
Yeah, maybe you can introduce mud to your special activities at the dojo, Zell chuckled.
That would be fun, Zelos smiled. Then more seriously added, I'm sorry about the Lena dig. Nothing happened, really.
But you wish it had?
Zell prodded, as he offered the muddy kid a hand up.
Who wouldn't? I can't help it. Lena's so cool.
Zelos danced a couple of steps.
Yeah, I know, but... But what? Maybe she likes me too.
No, why not? She's free to do what she wants. Gowrie's nothing special.
He's our friend, and I know how much he cares about her. Besides, what about Kiki?
Zell asked, and shook some mud out of his wiry mess of hair.
She's nice, too. But when I'm around Lena, you know. You know. You know, too.
That fight you guys had? You are so hung up on her. You get into these big arguments just to have her attention all to yourself. You don't think I have a chance because you want a chance first, huh? Don't give me that look. I'm no fool.
Well, no blind idiot, then.
Like that insult better? So where does Amelia fit into all this, huh?
Zelos responded defensively.
Zell shook his head. I don't know about anything or anybody. I don't get anything. I just want things to be the way they were before everything got so damn complicated. And now I'm cold. I'm going in and going to bed.
Okay, but Zelgadas?
Zelos knew he had said too much, gone too far. He didn't want to mess up this friendship just as it was becoming solid.
What?
I challenge you to a game of Lost Universe. My place in 30 minutes.
Zell looked at his goofy friend. They'd yelled at each other and they were still friends.
Make it 33.
32. Last offer.
32 and a half tops,
Zell yelled. And then he ran up to the door of his new house and disappeared inside. Zell was clean and in his sweats in 13 minutes. His spirits were pretty good, considering. On his way downstairs, he overheard Rezzo and Zelis chatting in the front room. He hesitated, then pressed his back against the wall, out of sight, and listened.
I don't know what to do with the old place. Selling it would bring on a big tax liability. I certainly don't want the bother of no-good renters driving me mad either, Rezzo grumbled.
Zell brightened. He skipped the stairs and slid on the banister the rest of the way down.
Excuse me, he cried, bouncing into the room.
Zell Goddess?
Both adults said together in shock.
Who was this child?
I couldn't help but overhear what you said, Zell panted as he scurried into the room, hair dripping slightly.
A friend of ours, Amelia's new best friend, Kiki. Her family is moving here from France over the holidays. They need a place to rent or buy.
Maybe. Kiki's aunt and uncle own Polly's Pies and Pastries and the Cleaners. She's been living with them since this school year started, and would really like to stay close to her friends in school. I have their number, if you'd like to talk to them about it.
Zell wound down. He realized he'd been ranting on for some time, rather haphazardly.
Kiki? The little delivery girl Zelos was talking to me about the other evening?
Zelos asked in a bemused tone.
Yes, I looked into her background since you mentioned her. Her family owns several old vineyards, and her mother is a visiting professor in the linguistics department, which is why they're moving here. Rezzo, they'd be a perfect choice.
Thank you, Zilgadas, dear. I'll take that number and handle this.
By the way, what do you think of your room?
Zilgadas had sneaked a peek. It's empty. I'm staying with Zelos on the daybed, if we go to sleep. We have a tournament tonight, and I'm going to nail his fighter if it takes all night.
Do you need me to hang around tomorrow with the painting and carpeting and all?
No. I have that family history project and band practice to do tomorrow.
What?
Oh, yeah. Zelos does, too, so we'll be busy but available if something comes up.
Bye.
Hours later. Who has 24-hour ice cream? Zelos mused.
No one. It's your turn to destroy everything I've set up for the past hour, Zell grumbled.
Oh, but there is a place very close. Want to brave the house with me, or shall I do delivery?
Suit yourself. Hey, come back. Aren't you going to finish this game?
I guess not.
Well, Zell, your fleet of crossbreeds will live another day safe from the demon massacre you're destined for, unless... All right, I'm coming.
So, what's this flavor called again? Apple crapple?
Zell tasted the scoop in his bowl cautiously.
Ha, apple crunch. It's new. I really love ice cream, you know. Now you know another one of my secrets.
Like, your birthday is coming up, and then you'll be 18. Zell smiled, too. See, I figured out one of your secrets.
Zelos's eyes glazed over, then he blustered, How did you figure out when I was born?
On the back of one of those family pictures. The dates were scribbled, followed by initials. Everyone but mine, of course. But I won't tell. Besides, you'll be legal soon enough.
Score one for Zell.
Yes, well, I'm going back. You done with that? Zelos mumbled and rinsed out both bowls.
How about strawberry ice cream with jelly beans?
Or banana nut with chocolate-covered gummy worms, Zell mused.
What are you talking about? Zelos asked crossly as he locked up the house and stalked over to his place.
Ice cream flavors yet to be discovered, like fruit punch with peppermint pieces, or grape with coconut. He stopped just inside his door.
Have you had too much sugar or something? You sound nuts. Get in. You're letting in icy air.
Zelgadas grinned and bounced in, then hurled himself onto a beanbag chair, laughing hysterically.
Nuts with licorice and wasabi!
Zelos stood over him, arms crossed.
Nothing is that funny, he grumbled and turned away.
You sound like me, Zell chirped. See, we traded roles.
I was being goofy you, and you were being serious me.
Really?
Zello said flatly, then disappeared into the bathroom to brush his teeth. Satisfied he had gotten Zello's back for the Lena thing, Zell stole Zello's purple blanket and waited for his turn with the bathroom. In the end, they were just teenage boys, both moody, both troubled, both in need of a few social skills, and both learning to get along. The two boys diligently finished their family stories and cultural fair project in the morning. They were proud of their ancient samurai warrior common ancestor. He was placed far enough back in the past to make their gene link weak, but historically interesting and somewhat glamorous enough to impress at least a few kids. They used names created for the purpose of the false reports and linkages to known celebrities that were so odd that it was believable. Zelgadis' reputation was squeaky clean, but this just might be pushing it to the extreme, Zelos thought. Well, if yours passes, mine has to. He was relieved to find that Zell was back to his sullen, studious norm. He liked the others to be reliable, even if he couldn't be. They finished off the morning by creating copies of fabricated birth certificates, counterfeit letters of authenticity, and even included some outstanding forged signatures on false photos of famous ancestors. Posters made, papers attached, the boys had completed a couple of masterpieces in subterfuge and deception. Zelos had definitely found his calling. Zell made them a lunch of toasted cheese sandwiches and tomato soup, while Zelos set up the rest of his drum kit. Zell was about to call him over to eat, when he thundered into the kitchen. Hey, Zelgadis, your desk is here. Where do you want it? This way. Zell directed the movers to the guest room. I thought this was coming in tomorrow. The room's not ready yet. The mute men simply shrugged and shoved a pen and clipboard into the lavender-haired youth's face to sign. Tearing off a copy for Zell to keep took a moment. Then the movers were gone. Oh, joy. Tomorrow we get to lug the monstrosity upstairs.
We? What we? Zelos grinned. That's your problem, not mine. Oh, I was joking.
He ducked as Zell sent a wet kitchen towel flying at his face.
Sure, I'll help you carry the thing, little brother. Someone's got to supply the brawn.
Yelp! Lena made sure Amelia's van stopped by her place last in order to have lots of helpers carry food and drinks. She owed her pal Zell an apology. And how better than with lots of food? Zelos must have spent a small fortune in supplying drinks to the band over the past month, so he'd welcome those, too. Lena had scoured the restaurant for goodies, and a dinner feast was in boxes and takeout doggy bags by the dozens.
Hey guys, I need some help here now! Lena shouted.
Gowrie and Silphiel were the first to meet her at the door.
Come into the front room. I've got more stuff to load into these crates to take, and you can start with what's there.
Hoy, Lena. What happened in here?
Gowrie exclaimed in shock.
Zelos happened. Remember, on the way home from school? You met your dad, Zell left to pack, and Zelos walked me home, and, well, I guess he needed a place to sit down. He's a neat freak and made me help, though it's kind of nice to see the floor. Here, take this out and stop gaping, Lena demanded nervously.
I think he was very nice to help pick up a little, Silphiel agreed.
Yeah, and dust and vacuum and do laundry and fix dinner. My sis made him do that, ha ha, Lena added. You and him would make a great couple, Sylph. Why hadn't I thought of that before? You even have the same general hairstyle.
Silphiel and Gowrie shook their heads, picked up full crates, and took them out to the van.
Stay clear of Lena today, Silphiel warned Philia, who was on her way to help. She's a little scary in a cheerful way.
Lena was a bit aghast at her own goofiness. Does Zelosness
rub off on a person with too much contact? She wondered, as she scooted a crate along the kitchen floor to the front room. Val, this one's got bottles, so be really careful. Gowri, is everything loaded? Cool, let's go. Zelgadis and Zelos were still setting up the band equipment when the Amelia van arrived. Make way, make way. Zelos, open up the door now. Hurry, this stuff is heavy. Thanks. Oh, hi, Zel. Look what we brought. Dinner on crate. Ha ha. Get it? On crate? Instead of the French for in crust? Lena laughed loudly at her own joke and continued to direct her other minion's crate delivery activity. Clever, answered Zel dryly. So what's the occasion? My birthday's over. Lena grinned impishly and smacked him on the back. Just my way of saying sorry for hurting your feelings, Friday. Hey, you're always cooking, so now you don't have to. No big deal, right? And Zelos gets drinks, and it's kind of a moving party, too. Do we get to see your room and all? Zel stood staring at the wound-up girl, wondering what had gotten into her and what to expect next. Thanks, Lena. It's very nice. Are these your cultural fair projects? Wow, you used my string idea, huh? Let me see, Lena shouted. Gowri was examining the top portion over her head, and Philia and Val sauntered over to what craziness was afoot. Zelos was the closest, so he entertained them with the highlights from the past. Gowri interrupted, I never heard of a samurai Shabingo? That's Shabernigdo. Zelgadis has his ancient sword. See the pendant I'm wearing? This has a family seal. The symbol at the top is of the gods, kinda. Then the seafeed guy, and Shabernigdo next, Zelos explained. Let me see that pendant, demanded Lena, eyes sparkling. Her attention was diverted by a loud squawk from Philia, however, as she dropped the metal fob for the time being. No! Gasped Philia. Bruce Willis is not, I repeat, not your uncle. My, my, Philia dear. Whatever is so hard to take. Check the report. Page 8. Photocopy of a picture of Uncle Brucey with Aunt Sally at a picnic and a birth certificate showing Uncle Brucey's parents are the same as Sally's. Well, the next great big get-together, I'll see what I can do to introduce you, okay? Zelos winked. Amelia had cornered Zel on entering the room. She wanted some affirmation of his affections, or at least have him show some recognition of her existence. He was in Zelland. Hi, Amelia. Excuse me a moment.
Zelgadis, how is your move going?
Amelia asked. Fine. I need to get a spare cable. Just a moment. When Amelia overheard Zelos telling Gowri that her Zel had a sword, she nearly swooned.
Oh, please, Zelgadis! I want to see it, too!
It's not here, Zel sighed. It's in the main house, which is off-limits today. Zel glared at her until she stepped aside. Then, ignoring her hurt feelings, began digging through a box of band stuff. Lena had a nifty idea. Amelia, come here. Do you have more of that twine you used to join the two posters at Old Shabbykins, Zelos? Yeah, then get it. And scissors, too. And another note card. Okay, Amelia, you have great printing. So, here's what you do.
Why, thank you, Miss Lena. I did win an essay contest once on Justice for All. Mine won in all areas, including handwriting.
She glowed. I bet. Now, here's what you write. Got that stuff yet, Zelos? Yeah, just hand it over. Now! That's better. Aw, I didn't hurt you. Stop whining, Lena yelled. What are you going to do, Lena? He whined anyway. Shut up and get me a stapler, or I'll have to punch holes into the poster and tie the string on that way. I thought so. Get a move on. Okay, now you can look. Lena grinned evilly. She pulled Amelia back so that Zel and Zelos could get a good look first.
Lena had attached one string to Zelos' mother's name, Betty Fine. Of course he made that up. And another string to Zell's father's name, Rezzo Greywords. Everyone knew that name, but not the father designation. On the card, she had had Amelia write, "To be married, December 22nd, 2001. Then Lena cut it heart-shaped and punched two holes at the top. She strung the loose strings through the holes and tied them into a neat little bow. Get it? Now it's linked at the top and the bottom. Great, huh? No need to thank me. Lena Inverse strikes again," she said proudly.
"Zelos Fine? So what's with the last name? Why keep it a secret?" asked Silphiel.
"Well, it's not his last name, obviously," sniped Philia. "This whole thing is a crock, I'm sure of it. It just reeks of falsehood."
"Well, with an attitude like that, maybe I won't invite you to our next reunion," Zelos retorted in an imitation of her voice.
"It looks real pretty to me," smiled Gowrie. "Hey, Zell, would you introduce me to that cousin, the Buffy chick? Her mother is your mother's sister. Geller's, right?"
Zell shook his head. What had seemed fun at the time was in reality going to be hard for him to pull off. He did not like being devious and sly. Well, mostly he didn't want to draw undue attention to himself. At least most kids wouldn't even look at the projects, just walk by and look for pictures in color. He smiled inwardly when he remembered that he'd probably miss that part, too, on Monday, if he made sure the doctor's appointment took long enough. Only through first period. That shouldn't be so hard.
"Zell!" shouted Lena. "Oh, great. Here I bring you this super terrific dinner, and help you with your project, and now you're all withdrawn, and... okay, I'll leave you alone, as long as you play music."
Meanwhile, in Zell's new room, the paint was drying and the carpet was rolled out. The wooden, louvered window coverings were being hung where the paint had dried. Workers placed his furniture as directed, including the new desk. All that remained was for Zell Goddess to unpack his boxes and hook up his computer. Even the lock was replaced and a key placed on the desk. Downstairs, Zelos and Rezzo were happily ensconced in the front room. The TV was on, but the volume turned low, and they were in fervent conversation.
"Things are moving too slowly. That boy of yours is almost 18, and it will be too late."
"My dear, how would I know he'd manage to pull through? Dubois did everything he could without killing him. How he avoided suicide, I don't know. Besides, I might go as far as saying you botched your son's accident. He's alive and sane as well."
"That wasn't my doing. Besides, I still have time. By the way, what about that doctor, Adams? He put that fool in the mental institute before. And there he had him in the hospital again, and all he had to do was falsify the test results and..."
"I told you, the Adams I dealt with was the old man. How was I to know he would retire and leave his son in charge? He should have let me know. For that, he will pay."
Rezzo was not comforted. "And what about my son's cure, then? Will this Adams play along with us? I'm sure that Zelgadas will sign away everything he owns for a chance to repair his body. But he must believe he can be cured, and that one is at hand."
Zelos shrugged. He continued drilling. "But it's not him I'm worried about now. Unless Zelos is dead or instituted before he's 18, the inheritance will be his. We won't see a dime. It's the fault of that Lena Inverse girl. She saved my boy, and now somehow she's saving all those good-for-nothings. Are all those years of planning you've done going to be spoiled by a 15-year-old little girl?" Rezzo hissed.
"How about Amelia? She's nearly as much of a threat. If she gets her hooks into your son, then we'll have Mayor Phil and his infinite resources to contend with."
"Yes, and how about little Miss Kiki? Do you think your son knows that she is the heir to all those vast estates and landmark vineyards in France?"
"No, he never even noticed girls before this fall.
I'm sure he's totally intimidated by her. Such a fool. If I was clever enough, I'd find a way to latch onto her inheritance as well. I'll call her parents tonight and ensure that they take the house. That way, if all else fails, I can keep an eye on her.
All else? Rezzo smiled thinly for the first time that evening. What ace have you got up your sleeve? Can you pull that Dubois character out of a hat again?
Zelis sipped her wine. She did miss her cigarettes at times like this. Oh well.
References to tricks? This will be better than magic. But I can't tell you the details. If something goes wrong, I want you absolutely clueless.
What are you planning, Zelis?
As I said, that's a secret, dear. Now, enough business. Pour me another glass and turn up the volume. I want to hear the evening news.
The next day, Zelgadis took the time to check out his new digs. It looked nice. The computer, still boxed, was resting on his new desk. The paint smell was nearly gone, replaced by a new carpeting smell from the soft, sage-green rug. The wooden louvers on the window gave the room a comfortably masculine office attitude. He could hear Zelos bringing the others. The band was over, and now all noisy, climbing the stairs and arriving at his door.
I figured to find you here. Looks great, Zelgadis.
Zelos gasped when he saw the change in his purple childhood room. Lena and Gowrie congratulated him on his room. She had worked that morning at the restaurant and was now ready for another practice. Lena had written a new song, one too sappy for her to sing. Philia had loved it and had agreed to sing the lead if Lena could strong-arm Val into working out the rest of the tune. They had just left them to go check out Zell's new room. Amelia was quiet. Sylphiel was talking to Zell.
I can sew curtains and embroider flowers, she offered.
No, thanks. Save that for Gowrie's place, Zell muttered.
Mr. Zelgadis?
Amelia asked in a quivery voice.
Would it be possible to see that heirloom sword now?
Her return to formality caught Zell's attention. He sighed.
Yes, of course. Just a minute. It's in the closet.
Oohs and ahs. Lena loved it. Gowrie's eye glowed. The other was lost in a fringe of hair, but it too was glowing. Amelia and Sylphiel thought it looked dangerous. Zell removed his treasure from its case and tenderly entrusted it to Gowrie's care.
Why him? I want to hold it too, demanded the fiery redhead.
Lena, Gowrie knows how to handle one of these safely. You play on the fencing team for a year, and I might let you hold it. But until then, Zell began. Then, noticing that she was about to lose control, he called for reinforcements. Zelos, would you take care of the lady, please?
Lady? Are you having him throw me out?
Lena screamed, pointing wildly at first Zell, then at Zelos. Zell nodded. Zelos smiled and gently pushed all the girls out the door.
Why not move on to some refreshments and music,
This mollified her somewhat. No one but Gowrie was being allowed to touch the chosen object. There weren't any refreshments, however.
I'll go get some things. Lena, how about some fresh air and exercise? And you can pick out the treats,
Zelos added.
Sure, why not?
She stuffed her arms into her warm red and black jacket, tied up her boots, and kicked open the door.
Let's go, then!
Zelos ran to catch up. Again, tiny snowflakes swirled in the streetlights. Only 2 p.m., and it was hardly light out. The sun arced low, and the shortest day of the year was only a few days away.
Hey, wait up! What's the hurry?
It's cold out, and I'm mad! She stomped onwards.
Really? Zell again?
Zelos asked. Yes, Zell, again. He treats me like I'm still a little girl. He really can be an arrogant, cold, condescending bastard. She sighed. I really need to punch something.
Punch me, then, Zelos smiled. "You can't hurt me, but you can try." She did. She punched him and he blocked her every move. Frustrated, she jumped on his back and tried a chokehold. When she realized that he wasn't resisting or fighting back, she jumped off and landed a solid punch to his midsection. He landed with a thump, doubled over and trying to catch his breath.
"Feel better?"
he asked between pants.
"Yeah, I guess so. Thanks," she grinned. "Oh, my pleasure, Lena,"
he said, standing slowly and following her at a safe distance.
"I'll take those and those and all of those and... is that roll thingy any good?"
"Sure, then some of those. How much does that come to? Don't we get a free something for every dozen?"
"Okay, make it one of those. No, no, don't put it in the box. Just give it to me,"
Lena ordered. She bit into her haggled for prize and smiled greedily.
"That should do it." "Oh, it's snowing for real now," Lena shouted for joy as she and Zelos stepped out of the pastry shop.
"I love to throw snowballs."
"I imagine you do," he smiled, shifting the heavy box of treats to his other arm.
"You know, it's always bothered me how someone can say every snowflake's different. I mean, how would you know if this one right here wasn't identical to one that fell, say, 1,000 years ago?"
"Well, I was alive then, so I can say with authority that that one is an original," he laughed.
"Idiot, you're the original, Zelos," smiled Lena. "I like that about you, I guess."
"Then you like me, Lena?" he asked quietly. He paused at a bench near a bus stop and set down the awkward box.
Yeah, sure," she admitted, and blushed, confused by the turn of conversation. "I like all you guys. You're my friends and band members and the most important people in my life. There, that ought to settle that."
"I like you, too."
He smiled more. He moved closer. With quick, graceful movements, he swept her up and danced a 1-2-3, 1-2-3 waltz in the falling, swirling snow. She felt as much as heard his soft voice in her ear as he proceeded.
"I could dance with you all night."
Well, she liked it, too, but this was getting uncomfortable. She managed to push herself off a bit when he bent down and kissed her. Thwack! She had hauled back and slapped him full force on his face. He was stunned. He hadn't been expecting that response at all. He dropped his hands, freeing Lena, and stood motionless as his eyes teared with shame and pain.
"You shouldn't have done that, Zelos. I'm sorry I hit you so hard. Just a reaction to a threat, I guess. As I said, I liked you as a friend, get it? I'm not interested in anything else right now."
He turned away to gain his composure. When he found his voice, he asked,
"A friend, like Zelgadis?"
Lena nodded. "Yeah."
"Like Gowri, too?"
Lena nodded. "Yeah, him too. Zelos, I'm not ready for a boyfriend. That's what I'm saying. Maybe in another year. Maybe never. I've got lots of stuff on my mind and stuff to do, and stop looking so hurt. I could be a lot madder than I am. You've gone and spoiled everything. How can I trust you? Besides, I thought that little Kiki girl liked you. You've been giving her a lot of attention lately. Say something, will ya?"
He turned back and smiled slightly. "I'm sorry, Lena. I really do like you a lot. I think you are the most beautiful, talented girl anywhere."
"So do you?"
"Good, then we can agree on that one point. I'm sorry, though not really. I'd never take that kiss back in another 1,000 years. For that, it won't happen again. I don't promise you, though. Please don't say we can't still do stuff together. Your friendship means a lot to me, Lena. It keeps me sane sometimes."
"Sure, if you say so. Just keep your paws off me like the gentleman you pretend to be, okay?"
"Okie dokie. I can do that, I hope."
"Then come on. Let's go. I'm getting cold and hungry."
"And Lena hungry is not a good thing. Cold, now, on the other hand," he grinned.
"Zelos, get the box and get a move on. Now!"
Lena demanded. He did. After a few steps, Lena asked, "So, you and Zell are pretty close now."
"Zell Goddess? Yeah, I suppose. You and he are the only people I can converse with, and Kiki too, sometimes. There are times when he's a different guy, and we're like brothers. Then there are those other times when I know he wishes I were dead." Zelos answered seriously. "Yeah, well, then you know him real well. He's always been moody, accident or not. Though he's been more up lately than ever, until something happened with Amelia. I should probably pound it out of her. But I wondered if maybe you knew and could save me the trouble." Lena smiled slyly. "Maybe. Amelia kissed Zell the other day, and I think he's in shock." Zelos laughed. "No, it wasn't much, really. More of a hug with lip contact, and— Gah! I don't need details! Poor Zell. He's so inhibited that that nearly killed him, I'm sure. Well, that figures then. He either has to admit feelings he denies on a daily basis, or return to his shell. And so he's gone into his I am a rock mode towards her. Okay, thanks. I won't betray any confidences here, but I know what's up and can soften the blow for her. I don't get it. Why can't he just—" Zello stopped and looked at Lena, eyes bright and not smiling. "Lena, you aren't that naive, are you? I had the guts to tell you how I felt, and not much embarrasses me, but Zell Goddess, you must know how he feels, and Gowrie too, and Val to some extent. If Zell Goddess lets himself like Amelia, then he has to let you go. You're his absolute closest friend on Earth. What do you think? He can't take rejection, not from someone he cares about. He'll never say a word directly to you. Also, he's too loyal to Gowrie to compromise that friendship. Gods, Lena, there's another guy who'd take a bullet through the heart for you." Zelos shook his head and walked on, face hidden until they reached the practice place a few minutes later. "Hey, Lena," called Gowrie as they entered. "You gotta hear Val and Philia do your song. Whoa, is that food you got there, Zelos? Just a minute."